You're listening to SBS News.
Just days after the Labor Party pledged $60 million to help victims of domestic violence rebuild their lives, the Morrison government came forward to announce a record $328 million towards domestic violence. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the package will include $82 million for frontline services, $68 million for prevention strategies, and $78 million for safe places for family violence sufferers. But Minister for Families and Social Services Paul Fletcher says the funding package will also include a much-needed $12 million for Australia's multicultural communities.
Embedded in the whole package is a recognition that women and children exposed to domestic and family violence come from a whole range of cultural and ethnic and language and religious and other backgrounds. And so we need to make sure that we're building a diversity of approach into everything we're doing.
And while migrant and non-English speaking Australians will still be accounted for in the funding package as a whole, Mr. Fletcher says this specific $12 million boost will be used to strengthen culturally sensitive approaches to domestic violence.
For women in this situation, we need to have specific ways to be able to get to them and communicate to them, be it through the relevant religious leader in the faith community that they're part of, be it through community service organisations providing services that they use, be it through their children's school, all kinds of channels in which we can engage with women who have specific needs based upon cultural or language or racial or religious background.
At the Women's Domestic Violence Court Advocacy Service, staff support and advocate for victims of domestic violence in the early stages of their dealings with police and the courts in 29 locations around New South Wales. Every single woman who falls victim to a domestic violence incident involving the police is referred to the service, which contacts them within one day to help put safety measures in place and prepare them for their first mention in court. Director Hayley Foster says migrants and women from non-English speaking backgrounds make up about 20% of their clientele.
The issues that we find that migrant and refugee communities experience are around language barriers, access to culturally appropriate services, even knowing what services are available. But there's also particular issues facing these community groups, particularly groups that might be on temporary protection visas or any temporary visas whatsoever. Some services may not even be available to them. They may not be eligible for particular services, like health services or income services or even access to shelters.
But while some barriers to support can be consistent for all migrant and non-English speaking women, Ms. Foster says support services have to be careful not to take a one-solution-fits-all approach to these very different communities.
We treat every client as their own individual that has their own story. So we're not sort of saying this is a cold or a culturally and linguistically diverse service response. This is a response for Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander woman. This is a response for a woman with disability. It's never like that. This is a response for this woman's particular situation. We need to be competent. We need to be highly trained and astute about all the particular factors that might be at play.
And it's that personalised approach to each victim's unique situation that limited funding harms. In Victoria, the In Touch Multicultural Centre Against Family Violence provides legal help, counselling, immigration assistance and crisis accommodation options to refugee and migrant women experiencing domestic violence. They employ bilingual staff and engage interpreters to make sure every woman is heard and understood in their own language. In Touch Chief Executive Michal Morris says in-language support is more effective than mainstream support services for people within multicultural communities.
You can't have the same one message across all of Australia. And I think we have to identify different parts of our community and tailor messages and services for those communities. And particularly within multicultural communities, we've got people who are recently arrived and we've got second and third generation, and we need to work out how to deliver services that recognise the cultural and language needs of all those people.
Ms. Morris says all Australians need a comprehensive understanding of what types of behaviour constitutes domestic violence.
In some communities, financial abuse can come across through dowry abuse, but still financial abuse. It happens everywhere, but sometimes the ways it's expressed in different multicultural communities can be expressed slightly differently.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.